as you find them, under the door, under the floor, left behind. Each one individual, yet part of a whole, and you can't see it, not the entirety of it. You don't even know what it is. But you keep searching until there seems to be no other thing to find. That is it. The whole thing. It may be small. It may take up all the space inside you. But that's all there is. Open a sock and you'll see it lying there. It's warm. Furry sometimes. Sometimes cold. Sometimes scaly. Wet, dry, given to bouts of depression and anguish, full of laughter, always, always crying, wet with tears, scattered, torn into bits. It rolls in a very small way, in a very short way, such a short distance. And you think you hear it. You think you still hear it. But you really don't. Because it's too small to be heard. Maybe too small to be found. But you know it's there. You sense it without knowing it, the way you sense your own heart. You don't feel the beat or the skip of it, or your feet on the road, the grass between your toes. It's been snowing, but still. Lie down, pillow under your head, light off. Light left on in a small corner to keep you company. Because you need company. You're not the only one like this. Pocket full of change and you can buy something really, really small. It might not be it. But it might be the only thing you can get at that particular time. It may be the only thing you can get. And sometimes that single, little, only thing is the only thing you've ever wanted.